Hey, before we get to the ticket tax, we were talking about Scott Harris. I got to give Brad Holmes some props. Because draft day, well, around the NFL draft, we kind of suspected that he was going to lock up all of his younger players. We thought it was going to be all three. I think it was St. Brown, then it was Sewell, and then we were waiting for Goff. Goff came a few weeks later. You locked everybody up. And I said at the time for Goff, his contract was not going to seem that bad. What is he getting? Like, is he getting close to 50 a year?
Close to 50. It didn't hit 50.
Yeah. Before we get to the ticket text, David, I just read this and it's just funny. I wish Mike was here. But sometimes it's just good to be the next guy. Everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen with Dak. Everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen with Jordan Love.
Yeah.
According to ESPN's Bill Barnwell, you know how much Brock Purdy is about to get for an extension?
Don't tell me 60.
He's about to get a five-year extension, $325 million, $65 million a year.
Oh, yeah. My Lord.
Once again, this is why I kept saying, just go ahead and lock up Goff now. Because that, for everybody who complains, trust me when I say, now that $48 million doesn't look that bad because he's about to make 60, and you still haven't gotten to Jordan Love yet, who I think, and that he's going to break the bank until C.J. Stroud, who may be the first $70 million quarterback a year.
Yeah, you're right. And I just looked again. I was wrong. Goff is 53.
Okay, so 53.
But still, that's going to be.
Goff at 53. Brock Purdy is estimated to be $65 million a year. That's what they think he's going to get in that extension. So, yeah. David, a couple ticket texts.
Couple ticket texts here. Surprised Brian Kelly LSU wasn't on the list. They fire Coach O a year after winning the Natty. From Jason.
You know what, Jason? I think they fired Coach O because they never wanted Coach O. Coach O kept winning out of spite, and they couldn't fire a man who just won the national title. You got to wait till the next year. Then you can fire him. But as he's winning it, you can't be that hateful. You just have to spite watch. But, yeah, Coach O was never looked at as the solution.
Yeah, they're like, they'll take the result. But in the end, you're going to be gone
right.
Soon.
It's like if all of a sudden Rich Rodriguez had won at Michigan. But you're still going to get fired.
Oh,
but,
correct. The minute we can do it, we're going to do it.
John L. Smith, the original Jonathan Smith. You're a clown, but if you happen to win, we'll take it, but you're still a clown.
Correct. Satterfield isn't going anywhere. That is Corey in Cincinnati. And then someone's asking Kenny, your conference, isn't it the Horizon League?
Oh,
that's why are you calling the Horizon League a conference? It's more like a children's
it
playground.
It is a conference, Kenny.
Okay.
Your conference champion won a tournament game.
That's a real loose definition of the word conference.
It won a tournament game.
You did win a tournament game. And then I have this one coming in. This is not college related, but it just came through. Can a local beat writer with a spine ask the Lions PR team why they thought it was a good idea to do a promo with a notorious racist today?
They're talking about the Hulk Hogan thing. Do we have that in the system?
I do have it in the system.
Okay. So Hulk Hogan is hawking some beer in the city of Detroit. He was in the studio. He was on with Gator yesterday, an impromptu interview. He's all around, photo shoots. Everybody wants to be with the Hulkster. He's also the same guy that was at the Republican National Convention. He's become a polarizing figure. How he doesn't like his daughter dating certain types of people. Hulk Hogan showed up at Lions training camp today. Yeah, and then after that, you hear Campbell saying, hey, appreciate you. Thanks for coming out. It wasn't just the video. It was like that. It was the comments after, David. Some people were just like, oh, that's cool. It's Hulk Hogan. Some people lost their stuff. It was like, are you kidding me? People are saying, hey, I lost respect for Dan Campbell.
And it's the first comment I see here.
How dare you bring this person out to camp? He doesn't belong there. It's weird. Have we just gotten to the point where politics is taking the fun out of everything? It used to be that sports was exempt. Sports was just something that you really didn't care about race. You didn't care about religion. The only colors you cared about was your team's colors. And you just wanted to beat that the other colors of the other uniform. But the players were homogenized. They were all the same. But now, the amount of vitriol and backlash that Dan Campbell and the Lions are receiving from this, it just got me to wonder, has sports just, it used to be that sports was untouchable, but is politics that strong now that everything is now political? I mean, we did the drops tournament, and because,
where is it? Nope, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. Where is
David, where's the black jobs?
That one was criticized.
That one was criticized because according to...
I'm sorry, that's Kenny's. I'm sorry.
Oh, here it is.
Black jobs didn't win, okay? But we vetoed and got what up, dough, to stay in there. And people got triggered and just start sending all types of stuff. I can't believe this, liberal that, liberal. I was like, guys, it's a drop tournament. What are we doing? What is going on here? Has politics really, has it become that important that we can't even enjoy sports? We can't have fun anymore? That has everything become political? Yeah, screw it. 248-539-9797. Has everything become so political and politically charged? I know it's an election year, but have we lost the ability to just have fun? Like, do the Lions owe people an apology because they had Hulk Hogan out at training camp? Have we reached that point in our society where we just can't have fun anymore? We just can't enjoy a moment. We can't look at somebody because, look, here's the thing. Am I saying he's the greatest person in the world? No. But you know what? Still listen to Michael Jackson records. Okay? I still watch old Cosby shows. Okay? I still love, you know, The Usual Suspects with Kevin Spacey.
Ben Roethlisberger was my quarterback.
Right. Have we lost it to the point now where the Lions are getting roasted because they had Hulk Hogan at camp? Is this where we are right now as a society where politics is king? It used to be the NFL. Or is it now politics? 248-539-9797.